I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Coming up, radio speaks hope to earthquake survivors in Myanmar. Later, two decades of child sponsorship pay off in East Africa. Stick around for the details. First, as earthquake recovery crawls forward in Myanmar, the military junta has extended its temporary ceasefire to April 30. More than 140 aftershocks have terrified the region since the first quake nearly 4 weeks ago. A man we'll call Daniel Saputra, whose voice we've changed, serves with Transworld Radio in Southeast Asia. He shares that people in the city of Yangon are still living on the streets, unable or too afraid to take shelter in damaged buildings. And now, the rainy season is coming.
A monsoon is always bad for the people in Myanmar, because even without the earthquake, when the monsoon comes, then there will be flood in many different places.
TWR partners are on the ground with limited immediate aid. Their next thrust is to translate a trauma response radio program into Burmese. Originally developed in 2005 after another disaster, the program is called Hope Prevails. It will share true hope for earthquake survivors in the name of Jesus. Previous translations of the program have been fruitful. Saputra says,
we will actually provide a contact number in each of the closings of the program so that people can reach out to us and ask more questions. Some of our listeners write back to us and ask and even call back to us and ask questions. And that actually brings us to a deeper conversations with them.
Please pray for wisdom for translators as they consider religious and political barriers to their message. Pray also for changes to share more programs with listeners in Myanmar about where eternal hope can be found. Next, the current U.S. administration reiterates its commitment to religious freedom by nominating an ambassador at large to the State Department's Office of International Religious Freedom. If confirmed by the Senate, former Pastor Mark Walker will be closely working with USERF on issues recommended for closer scrutiny. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA explains USERF's 2025 annual report, released in March, has strong recommendations.
Ultimately, it is the State Department list that really matters as far as teeth, because if a country is identified as a country of particular concern by the State Department, then the administration has a whole toolbox of potential actions that would sort of try to nudge or encourage or force that country of particular concern to improve their status on religious freedom.
But will recent cuts in USAID projects decrease the carrot and stick leverage the U.S. has with other nations?
I think it's going to be something that we have to kind of wait and see and then look backwards and say, oh, wow, that may have been an unintended consequence to decisions that were made in Washington, D.C.
Learn how to pray for persecuted brothers and sisters in Christ with Voice of the Martyrs at mnnonline.org. And finally, have you ever wondered if child sponsorship provides any long-term benefits? Sure, you help feed a kid and put them through school, but what happens when they age out of the program? SetFree's Dean Vandermay says in East Africa,
three of the kids that we loved 20 years ago are now pastors, and they all run private Christian schools. Who knows what their lives would have been, but because they were loved and brought back to life and nurtured, they are now outstanding men in their community.
SetFree operates the only Christian high school in a location devastated by AIDS.
This school is in the middle of a demonically held region where witch doctors eat children. There was death and destruction. There was no life. And now there are children who are flourishing.
The work began in 2005 with dozens of hungry orphans and a teacher. Today, it's expanded to include 14 primary schools and the residential high school. The discipleship provided by SetFree's Christian teachers is life-changing.
They're not only set free, but they want to go find other people trapped in their hurt, pain, and anger the way they were.
Learn more about SetFree's approach at missionnews.org.
For that listener out there that doesn't think God's listening, just know He is. And if these children who have been horrifically abused by witch doctors can heal and recover and be set free, so can you.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. This month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.